You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Scandal and Vice, oh sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Thursday, and normally our friend Mark Lupo joins us on a Thursday, but we've got some technical issues today, so it's just us naughties, but don't worry, we've got so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Big story at the top of the show, an explosive story. Olivia Wilde just won a huge legal battle against Jason Sudeikis about their custody of their children. So she claims that he intentionally humiliated her by serving her in the middle of a public appearance. If you remember, she was on stage at CinemaCon in Vegas in April when her speech was interrupted by somebody handing her an envelope. At the time, she thought it might have been a script or a fan letter. She opened it up and then she realized quickly what it was, and she clammed up. Well, it turns out that it was legal documents courtesy of Jason asking a judge to hear their custody case in New York. Then Olivia filed her own legal documents in LA calling BS on Jason because she claims the kids live in California, not New York. In the documents, Olivia's team called Jason's move to serve her in public as outrageous. It was an outrageous legal tactic, is what they're saying. She went on to say, quote, "His actions were clearly intended to threaten me and catch me off guard. He could have easily served me discreetly, but instead, he chose to serve me in the most aggressive manner possible." However, it looks like Olivia got the last laugh, because according to two judges, New York is not the home of her children. Rather, it is California. So the custody case will be held in LA County. It seems like Olivia wants to move to London, largely because of her boyfriend, Harry Styles. He lives there, and it's going to be a real dogfight. It's going to get nasty now over the kids. Although I think she has a point here. Serving her those papers in a public way was intentionally humiliating. Now, his people claim that he had no idea this was going to happen, but there might be a dark side to Jason Sudeikis. Often comedians do have a dark side. So is he really Ted Lasso, or is there a side of Jason that we don't know about? Admittedly, he must be really angry, and he's probably really, really petty when it comes to Olivia. She did leave him after all. She left him for Harry Styles. But this is not about Olivia and Harry. This is about the children. And I think it would be better if everybody, if you're listening, Jason, Olivia, hello, 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 it would be better if everybody remembered that. Hey, this brings us to our poll question of the day. Olivia Wilde has accused her ex Jason Sudeikis of intentionally trying to embarrass her, to threaten her. Is she right? What he did, serving her in public, was that intentional? Did he try to embarrass her? Was he threatening her? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, moving along, NeNe Leakes is going after Andy Clowin once again. This is getting ugly. So in a series of scathing messages posted to Twitter, NeNe seemingly accuses Andy of abusing her and stopping her from working. She said he stopped me from working because I was a threat to his career, yet he was able to abuse me for years. NeNe added, I want to release these voice messages, these voice recordings so badly. She didn't reveal who she was talking about. She said he, she didn't say Andy, although we think, we probably know it is. Although later on, she did seem to confirm it was Andy because a fan posted the following, Andy, there, the fan said his name. Andy used you until he wanted to kick you to the curb and then slander you so that you couldn't obtain any further work. It's so disappointing, and it is definitely different than how he treats the other housewives he disagrees with or has parted ways with. Now, NeNe saw that tweet and she retweeted it and added, quote, they stopped every job opportunity that comes my way. Then when a Bravo fan told NeNe to stop going after Andy, arguing that no other housewife has an issue with him, NeNe saw that and she retweeted and added to the fan that actually, yes, there is a housewife that does have problems with him. Monique Samuels has also complained. What do you think is going to happen here? So this is the problem. When you hire somebody as feisty, as aggressive as NeNe Leakes, they make fabulous TV, but eventually they're going to bite the hand that feeds them, and that is what is happening here. NeNe was rewarded for over a decade for causing trouble, for speaking up, for doing stuff like this, and now it seems she's going to use the same tactics against Bravo. So before she used all these tricks, should we say talents either, for Bravo, now she's using them against Bravo. I would not be at all surprised if she has a lot of recordings. NeNe seems the type, doesn't she, to record secretly, record you. So I think she's going to end up releasing this unless Bravo settles it. Should Andy settle this? Should they just throw money at her and let this go away? I don't think they're going to do that. But if they don't, what happens if she releases outrageous messages, outrageous conversations? They could have happened. They really could have happened. We forget, too, how long The Housewives has been on TV. Over a decade. So the world changed within that time. We did the Me Too movement. Honestly, the world has changed so much so quickly. You know, a friend of mine was talking to me yesterday about The Devil Wears Prada, that novel. You couldn't do that novel anymore. An abusive boss is not funny. We're not going to tolerate people being a bully anymore. That's another movement, isn't it, that's really exploded, the anti-bullying movement. What Andy did 10 years ago, he probably doesn't do today, but she remembers, and she has the tapes, or at least she alleges that she does. Hey, moving along, Wendy Williams seems to be upsetting some fans with this new video she's posted trying to promote her podcast. So she got mixed reviews to a new video about her podcast. The former talk show host shared a video to Instagram, and it's all about the new Wendy experience, which she claims is going to be her new podcast. She said the following, quote, co-hosts, I'm famous and I'm back. Trust me. Now, the footage shows Wendy. She appears to be sitting on a bed before it cuts to some graphics of the title of this show. Fans flooded the comment section. One person wrote, quote, I love you, But trust me, we would rather see you all healed than doing this. Another one said, I hope you get well first. That's the most important thing. And another one said, she seems different. I hope she's okay. She looks a little different in the video. She does seem a little different in the video. I, like the fans, hope Wendy is doing okay. I feel like she's surrounded herself with some shady people and she doesn't appear to be ready to be doing this yet. And what's this podcast going to be? I know I've been doing this now for 2-3 years. I'm no Wendy Williams. I don't have her talent, but I do have people surrounding me who are really good. I have great producers, great co-hosts. I have a great team. Wendy, I'm not sure you have that. Take a minute, take a moment, figure out you before you move on. I think she has enough money that she doesn't have to work for a while. I know she's got some legal battles with her bank, but that appears to be sorting itself out. It feels like people are taking advantage of you, Wendy. I'm convinced this podcast will never happen. It's hard work doing it every single day, and it's even harder work doing it and making it seem effortless, which is really what the best podcasts are all about. There should be people chatting. It should feel like we're out having coffee or a drink at night and chatting about the day's gossip, what's been going on. I hope Wendy returns to that. There's nobody better than Wendy at doing this. She invented this genre in many ways. And so I'm rooting for her. I just don't think this podcast is ever going to happen. And if it does happen, what happens when the checks don't come rolling in? You have to get so many listeners to make any money, any big money on a podcast. And let's be honest, Wendy's used to earning big money. She ain't going to be happy with a couple of thousand here or there. She wants millions. She's been promised millions by the people around her. Oh, this one is tricky, isn't it? I'm wishing her the best, but I'm worried too. Hey, moving along, the drama between Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, and her daughter-in-law, Nicola Pletz. So now, Nicola, her daughter-in-law, is coming forward saying that it's all nonsense, that all this stuff that they're fighting, her mother-in-law and her, it's just not true. She said it all started when she didn't wear one of Victoria Beckham's dresses. She's a designer to her wedding. She said, I was going to, and then a few months down the line we realized we couldn't get it together, so I had to pick another dress. She told that to Variety. Now the problem is that doesn't really ring true, because Victoria Posh Spice has an army of designers, of people to make these dresses, and you know they would have closed the factory down to make her son's bride's wedding dress. Like, they could have pulled this off. And then the daughter-in-law goes on to say, I never said that I didn't want to wear one, and she never said that I couldn't wear one. But somehow that's where the rumour started. In the end, she walked down the aisle in Valentino, custom Valentino. So this is quite complicated now. So there's some reports that they just don't get along, that the families are not really that close. She didn't wear a wedding dress. Now, Victoria Beckham's son, Brooklyn Beckham, he's responding. He's defending his wife and his mom here. He's in a difficult position, isn't he? Ooh, who do you defend? Your mom? Your wife? I think you go with your wife. So he told Variety that he learned about all this stuff they were writing, and it's all nonsense. And he says, the media, people write this to put you down, but everybody gets along, which is a good thing. My sources are saying that's not true. There's tension. There's tension between the two families. Let's remember that her family are billionaires. They might have more money than the Beckhams. I know. Brooklyn married into a really, really good family. They have a lot of money. Her dad is a billionaire investor. Lots and lots of money. A billion. Victoria and David, they might have a billion. I'm not sure what they do. They're both rich, rich, rich. But I don't know if they have a billion. That's sort of Beyonce money. And in the Spice Girls and in the fashion world, she never had that. He might have had it because of his sports career, but not Posh Spice. So this is tricky, isn't it? And what do you do if you're Brooklyn? Do you defend your wife? Do you defend your mum? Oh, when your mum and your wife don't get along, it's not good. J-Lo's first husband said that was the problem with him and J-Lo. He never got along with Guadalupe, Jennifer's mother. And that was the problem. And he said one of the reasons he thinks Ben and Jen will last a little bit at least is because Ben and Guadalupe are friends. Make friends with your mother-in-law. Make friends with the mother immediately. Because if you don't, it's always going to be a battle. And should she have wore a Victoria Beckham wedding dress? If your mother-in-law's a designer, are you obliged to wear it? I say no, it's your day. You wear whatever you want. But it definitely would be in my mind, and I know not wearing that. there would be some raised eyebrows. And when you're a public family like they are, there's going to be stuff in the press. So I think they're right. The rumours, or at least the story, got exposed when she did not wear Posh Spice's designs. But I think it's more than just rumours. There's stuff going on here. Hey, before we get a break, let's talk about Jeanette McCurdy, who is revealing why Ariana Grande upset her forever. So she said when she was doing the show with Ariana Grande, iCarly, Ariana got allowed time off to audition for other stuff and she could not. And she said it really made her mad and it put her off Ariana for life. Well, this is silly. Because that wasn't Ariana's fault, was it? If she was allowed to go and audition for other shows, she didn't make the rules. So I think you're blaming the wrong person here. Also, too, she's causing real shockwaves with her new memoir because it's called I'm Glad My Mom Died. That's the title of the book. She's responding now saying that her mom was abusive for years. Her mom was called Deborah. And she said, I'm getting all this attention because of this headline. And now she said, I'm actually missing my mom. What do you think about calling your book I'm Glad My Mom Died? I'm glad my mom died. I did not know Jeanette McCurdy very well. I know Ariana Grande very well. I never watched iCarly. And a lot of people, a lot of those sort of teenage young stars, went on to do big things. Certainly Ariana did. She really didn't. So maybe that's why I'm not so familiar with her. But when I saw the title of that book, I'm Glad My Mom Died, ooh, I don't know about that. Hey, what I do know is we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. Mark's off today for a few technical issues, but we're sending Mark and his mother Doris all our love. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. So yesterday we talked about Olivia Newton-John, who candidly spoke about death while she was in her cancer battle. She talked about death. Our question was, do you talk about death? Let's have a look. Ooh, 80% of you said yes, you do talk about death. I wish I could say yes too. I think about it, but I don't talk about it. And it's something that's going to happen to every single one of us. Every single one of us. It's guaranteed. It's going to happen. So should we be more open about it? Should we talk about it? I guess the answer's yes. It's really hard, isn't it? My parents are now in their late 80s, so it's time to start thinking about this type of stuff. You don't want to talk about it. I paused. I don't even want to say it. But it's time to start thinking about it. Maybe talking about it helps. It does, doesn't it? Talking about all the stuff, all your fears always helps. This one's a hard one. I am not with the majority, but I wish I was on this one. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or you can go to our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Let's do our nicest of the day. And nicest of the day. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez and Ben were spotted grabbing coffee and donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. So the two of them who eloped to Vegas to get married are back in California, and they had a little outing together with their kids where they stopped to grab some coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. We saw that J-Lo's two twins were there, Emmy and Max, as well as his son, Samuel, and also his daughter was there too, Violet. She's 16 now. So they look like one big happy family getting Dunkin' Donuts. I never had J-Lo down as a Dunkin' Donuts type of person. I'm sure she didn't eat one of them. Maybe she had some of the coffee. It's delicious. Delicious. I don't know if J-Lo's eating donuts now. Part of me hopes that she is. Part of me hopes that she is. And nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. There is a ton of gossip drama with Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. So the entire interview that Kevin Federline did for the British TV company won't air because some of the things he said were just too hurtful. So the interviewer, Daphne Barak, went on Morning TV to promote the interview, and she said that it's not really about Britney, it's about fatherhood and being in the eye of the storm. She went on to say that we tend to forget that their two kids are involved here, and also Kevin is involved here, and it's also upsetting for everybody. So it's about the whole family because they were all hurt by what happened. When asked if Lynn, Britney's mother, would be involved in this, she said she did approach her, but she's basically too scared of Britney and social media and the backlash. So there's not an interview from the mom, but yet There's stuff in here that apparently is so explosive that she's not going to air it. She said the boys are with their father and she wants to show how they all survived despite the odds. Now, Britney has seen these remarks and she lashed out, calling them hateful, and even went after her kids here, saying that her teenagers were not just rude, they were hateful, and they'd come to visit her and they'd go straight to their room and lock the door. And she was like, why come and visit me if you don't want to hang out with me? This did not sit well with Kevin. He did not like the fact that she seems to be criticizing her children, 15 and 16 year olds. So Kevin has now posted videos online saying the following: I cannot sit back and let my sons be accused in this way after what they've been through. As much as it hurts, we decided as a family to post these videos. So he spoke to the boys and he posted these videos. At the time, the boys are 11 and 12. One of them, the boys are in their bedroom. It looks like they're asleep and Britney bursts in and wakes them up and screams at them. Another's in a car where she screams at them and takes their phone off them. He said it gets a lot worse than this, but the lies have to stop. So he has videos, he said, that are a lot worse. He hasn't put them out yet. He said the lies have to stop. I hope our kids grow up to be better than this. Oh, our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob, something optimistic. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. This quote is from Mark Twain. He said the following: 20 years from now, you will be disappointed by the things that you didn't do, rather than the things that you did do. Think about that for a second. It's the things that you don't do in life, the opportunities you turn down, the guy, the girl that you aren't brave enough to say hello to, the job that you don't think you're good enough to go for. 20 years from now, 20 years from now, when you look back, you're going to remember the things you didn't do, not the things that you did do. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Hip, hip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.